Money Show.
SMS Bruce on 31702.
Brands are great. Brands are valuable. Brands are, yeah, critical in the building of companies. They're critical in the growing an asset of value, as Pavlo would put it. You know what happens the moment a brand goes bad? Of course, Brand Gupta, for example, brought Brand South Africa to the brink. And in fact, was instrumental in the death of Brand Bell Pottinger. And it's amazing how fast brands can collapse if we look at the value. I wonder if they've done KPMG. We should ask that. Should we ask that? Have they done Brand KPMG? KPMG is in trouble in the United Kingdom over its auditing of a company called Carillion, which is too complicated to go into now. But KPMG's name in the UK is under a huge amount of pressure here as well. And we've had the audit profession in South Africa come under huge pressure. But Brand Finance South Africa has been looking at other brands. It's been looking at MTN. That's been looking at Capitec and Altura and Celsi. We'll talk about some of those this evening. Jeremy Sampson, Director at Brand Finance Africa. Has there ever been a year, Jeremy Sampson, where so many brands have come under so much pressure as 2017?
Evening, Bruce. I think you're absolutely right, because just in the last year, we've seen that brands indeed are important. Reputation is important. No, there are still some naysayers out there, and you will have come across them, who will still sort of sniff at brand valuation and say, no, it's not that important. Well, as you said, in the last year, look at the Gupta effect. You've mentioned a couple of the companies, but also McKinsey's and Saps and people like that have been dragged into it. As you mentioned, KPMG. This isn't just a local thing now. It's international, and Bell Pottinger was one of the top companies in the UK, headed up by Lord Bell himself, who bailed out about 12 months before the what's it hit the fan. But then you've got just in other ways, not Gupta ways, we've had Steinhoff. We've got companies like Tiger Brands having difficulties, EOH. These are the big losers, and that's where brands, if they're looked after, they're consistent, like the MTNs, Vodacoms. But things can go wrong, and they do go wrong. And I have to say, we've had a bit of a vintage year, haven't we, the last 12 months?
It's been most entertaining to watch from afar. But just give me a sense of it again, Jeremy Sampson, if you would. This principle of brand valuation versus market capitalization, which is the value that people will pay rands and cents for. This idea of brand valuation, as you said yourself, a lot of people find strange.
They absolutely do. And this is where about 20-odd years ago, international standards put together a standard for the valuation of brands, the intangibles, splitting out the brand from the other intangibles. And Brand Finance is one of those organizations that works around the world doing it. Go on to brandfinance.com, and that will give you the methodology in the background. And in fact, all the results are there already on South Africa. But it's teasing out the importance of the brand, the financial input of that brand. And as you say, when you look at the market cap of a company, how much impact does the brand make? Well, in some areas like mining and commodities, it makes virtually no input at all. But get into the heavy FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods, and it can have a much bigger impact. Get onto some of the technology stocks, as in the United States, the Googles and people like that, and it's a huge percentage of the market cap.
Okay, then, Jeremy, take me through the principle of Capitec. Here's a South African startup, 20-something years old. It's barely out of the blocks in terms of South African banking, yet it's developed in a considerable amount of resilience considering the various attacks on its integrity. The latest round happened today from Viceroy. Brand Capitec has not only held up, but while the market value of Capitec has come under pressure since questions were asked about its business model, brand value has actually gone up.
It's gone up incredibly, and it's a wonderful success story. One of the new age banks, if I can call it that. And, this is where you have the traditional banks, the four or five of them, often over 100 years old. And Capitec, is just over a decade old. It's an exciting time as well, because we've got new banks coming along this year. But in Capitec's case, just in the last 12 months, they put on 1.2 million new customers. Now, that alone tells you something. And that's despite what this study is being brought to bear and the accusations made. And as you say, even today, more accusations. The fact is, the South African public loves Capitec. They're moving across to it in droves, and it's not just a racial thing. It's not just a low-end market thing. People generally say, wow, it's lovely and simple, it acts with integrity, and I think the first time there were rumours about its strength, within 24 hours they were putting out tweets and sending SMSs to their customers, and my daughter's one of those customers, saying, everything's fine, just relax, we're right on top of things. And I think this integrity resonates with people, the simplicity of their operation resonates, and the fact that they're cheap, they often don't charge you.
And then what's interesting to me is also how FNB has seen its brand value rise 22% in a single year, yet it's not nearly as aggressive in its self-promotion as it was perhaps 5 or 10 years ago. FNB's brand is far less omnipresent than it was, yet the market is seeing value in what it's, in its offering.
You're absolutely right, and I think this is where it's built up a tremendous momentum. One of the things about the brand finance valuations is also looking at the past. You go back 3-4 years to see what the performance has been like, but you also look at the prospects through the lens of 2-4 years hence. And FNB has been very powerful, and it is very interesting how this jostling that's going on with Standard Bank and Absa, and to a lesser degree, Nedbank and Investec, has shown them elbow their way to the top this year. Will they sustain it? Who knows? But they've been having a good run, and you know, a lot of that momentum, some people might say, down to a CEO from 3 years or so ago. And this is the thing. These banks are rather like supertankers. They take a long while to wind up and a long while to slow down. But FNB's got tremendous momentum, and we found that the sentiments of people generally are extremely warm towards them, more so compared with some of their competitors.
Jeremy Sampson, Director of Brand Finance Africa. Here's a question for you, 31702-31567. What, according to Jeremy Sampson, which brand is the most valuable in South Africa? Brand Finance Africa's perspective on it, which is South Africa's most valuable brand? 31702-31567 on The Money Show.